today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of the Almighty Allah. Dear brothers and sisters, salam. Welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio on a special occasion. Congratulations on the birthday anniversary of Lady Zainab, peace be upon her, and the Day of Nerth in Iran.
باركوا يا حباب نور العيد جانا فيه فرحة نبلقاكم طيبين والسعادة بالأحبة وهم معانا عايدون يا عساهم عايدين باركوا يا حباب نور العيد جانا.
Today Wednesday is the 5th of Jamadi al-Awwal 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 9th of Azar, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 30th of November 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Happy Eid, happy the birthday anniversary of Lady Zainab, peace be upon her.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammad. كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد.
Naming the child and meaning of Zainab is the title of this part. At the time when Hazrat Zahra, peace be upon her, gave birth to Sayyid Zainab, peace be upon her, Prophet Muhammad was not in Medina. Hazrat Fatima told Imam Ali alayhi salam, since my father is on the trip, you choose a name for this child. Imam Ali said, I will not precede your father. 3 days later, Prophet Muhammad returned, and like all other times, he first went to Hazrat Zahra's house to greet them. Imam Ali told Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, about the newborn baby and how they waited for his return to name this baby. Prophet Muhammad said, I will wait for a revelation because this matter is with Allah. At this moment, Gabriel descended and said, O Messenger of Allah, the Lord sends his regards upon you and says, name this child Zainab, because we have written this in a preserved tablet. The name Zainab is derived from the two root words, Zain and Ab, which means the adornment of her father. Dear brothers and sisters, dear Muslims all around the world, accept our congratulations on this happy Eid. Today is the birthday anniversary of Lady Zainab, peace be upon her. Sayyid Saleh al-Qazvini.
Throughout history, millions and billions of people are born and die every year. People come and go. And most of the people that come to this life, most of them, they are not remembered. Sometimes you see there are kings, there are presidents, there are rulers that came to this life and they had millions and millions of dollars, of dinars, whatever you want, gold, silver. They had everything in this life. they die, they are completely forgotten. The only place that they are remembered is in the history books. Look at Zainab al-Kubra alayhi salam. Where is Zainab and where is Yazid? Where is Zainab and where is Ubaidillah ibn Ziyad? Where is Zainab and where is Umar ibn Sa'd? This is proof that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the one who keeps who He wishes alive. And the ones who strive for Allah, their name will be remembered. Their memory will be remembered. And the ones who have power in this life, power comes and it goes, and they will be forgotten. And this is a reminder for us today. When we gather and we remember Sayyidah Zainab, let us remember the tyrants of our time. This is why we gather and we remember Sayyidah Zainab alayhi salam, who we celebrate her birth. She was born in the 5th of Jamadi al-Awwal, 5 years after the Hijrah, 5 years after the migration of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. She was the third daughter of Amir al-Mu'mineen and Fatima al-Zahra. Zainab has a few definitions. One, it's a meaning of a flower, a tree, a good tree. Another definition is that the name is a two-part name. Ism Murakkab. Zain, the adornment of her Ab. Zain Ab, the adornment of her father. And she was the adornment of her father, Amir al-Mu'mineen. Just like Fatima al-Zahra was the adornment of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi.
Children are wearing new clothes. Bright colors fill the streets. Their faces full of laughter. Their pockets full of sweets. Let us rejoice indeed. This is the day of Eid. Let us rejoice indeed. For this is the day of
birth of Sayyida Zainab is observed as Nurse Day in Iran. Nurse, a word full of meaning, a word that is a correct and accurate definition of friendship, generosity, sacrifice, and forgiveness. A nurse occupation is not an ordinary one. Nursing is a sacred and valuable profession. A nurse does not work for money or material benefits, for the wages she receives do not compensate of her untainted labors. When a nurse sees that her patient's life is in danger, she forgets everything and becomes selfless. Birthday of Sayyida Zainab alayha salam is observed as Nurse Day in Iran. At the height of the Islamic month of Muharram in the year 61 after Hijrah, on the night of Ashura, when the devilish enemy set the Ahlul Bayt tent on fire and drove the children to the desert in the night, Sayyida Zainab tended women and children, shared in their sorrow, and nursed the feverish patient of Karbala, Imam Sajjad alayhi salam. Perhaps the endurance, love, and sacrifice of a nurse at the bedside of the sick is a manifestation of the patience, endurance, and boundless sacrifice of Sayyida Zainab, peace be upon her. Congratulations on the birthday anniversary of such a great lady.
Let's enjoy this happy day. Eid Mubarak, come on, let's celebrate. Eid Sa'id, let's enjoy this happy day. Eid Mubarak, come on, let's celebrate. Celebrate, let's celebrate. Allah, Allah, thank you for this day.
The first step in seeking closeness to Allah is to gain knowing of Allah. One of the great persons who have gained this knowing and closeness to Allah after the 14th infallibles is Hazrat Zainab alayhi salam. She was famous for her knowledge during her childhood ages. Once she asked her father, Imam Ali alayhi salam, "Do you like me?" Imam Ali replied, "Yes." Then she continued, There are two affections, the love of Allah and the love for children. Thus, the base of this affection is that the actual and main affection is for Allah. And the sympathy of the compassion is for the children. And this affection to the children is based on this main affection to Allah. Another case is on the day of Ashura, when she offered her young son to Imam Hussein, alayhi salam, to fight in the battle of Karbala. She said, "If fighting in war or jihad was allowed for women, I would have sacrificed thousands of my lives for the Lord." What wisdom and courage Hazrat Zainab has to sacrifice her young son in the way of Allah. It is clear that her patience and devotion drives from the wisdom she has in knowing Allah and his Hujjah, chosen representative of Allah, Imam Hussein, peace be upon him.
So we gather to remember Sayyidah Zainab alayhi salam. So it's okay to take a flower to your wife, to the ones that you love and your family, for the sake of the birth of Sayyidah Zainab alayhi salam. For the birth of Sayyidah Zainab, do such a thing. Show an act of love, because Sayyidah Zainab had a heart that was full of love. A heart that was so loving that she was willing to sacrifice everything that she had for the sake of the Imam of her time. So when we remember Sayyidah Zainab alayhi salam, there are a few lessons, a few very important lessons that we have to take from the life of Sayyidah Zainab. One of the first lessons that we take from the life of Sayyidah Zainab is the role of the family and the role of the environment on an individual. دور الأسرة والمجتمع. Sayyida Zainab alayhi salam, she was not an imam. She was not a ma'soom from the 14 ma'sooms. But Sayyida Zainab, she had that high esteemed position. One of the main reasons is the environment that Sayyida Zainab grew up in. The atmosphere that she lived in. She lived in a house where the grandfather was Rasulullah. The father is Amir al-Mu'mineen. The mother is Fatima. And her two brothers are Sayyida Shababi Ahl al-Jannah, Imam al-Hasan and Imam al-Hussein. She lived in that atmosphere, an atmosphere that was purified by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّمَا يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ لِيُذْهِبَ عَنْكُمُ الرِّجْسَ أَهْلَ الْبَيْتِ وَيُطَهِّرَكُمْ تَطْهِيرًا. She lived in an atmosphere where Allah describes it as فِي بُيُوتٍ أَذِنَ اللَّهُ أَن تُرْفَعَ وَيُذْكَرَ فِيهَا اسْمُهُ. Homes that Allah has allowed to elevate, because these are the homes that remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And from here we learn the importance of having that atmosphere, having that sound family, that strong family. You are who you are because of your parents. You are who you are because of the atmosphere that you grew up in. It's very difficult to find someone who grew up in a... There are some instances, but you don't find it very often where someone who grew up in an atmosphere that does not remember Allah, that does not pray, that they're constantly sinning and disobeying Allah, this person comes out as a good person, as a mu'min, as a believer. This is very rare. But you see that a mu'min becomes a mu'min because his mother was a mu'mina, because his father was a mu'min, because that atmosphere that they lived in was a righteous atmosphere.
Dear brothers and sisters, that was all for this episode, this special episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Again, we offer our congratulations on this great occasion, precious time for all Shia Muslims, for birthday anniversary of Lady Zainab, peace be upon her. Keep us in your dua and fi amanillah.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyul Imami. La fata illa Ali, Aliyul Imami, Aliyul Imami, Aliyul Imami. محمد نبي علي إمامي
لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي